last Sunday, Pastor Kev did the miraculous, having not prepared to speak, but when the speaker got stuck on the other side of the bridge, he pulled a message right out of heaven, and he spoke about faith and grace, and I love the example he used about the bridge, and sharing that we have total access. The bridge is not stuck with God. Amen. We have total access to the throne, and we need to go boldly and let that bridge that God has made through Jesus lead us right into the presence of God. Amen. I loved it. We win, and we have access. Amen. We win. Say it with me. We win, and we have access. Amen. Let's not forget that as we go about this week. Well, Roy, you talked about Psalm 12. I think Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6, kind of wraps up both of those psalms together, 12 and 13. And the message says, I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. And the New Living says, I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. And the King James says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. And I looked into some of the Hebrew words and trusted. What does it mean to put our trust in him? It means to have confidence in him, to be secure, to be careless. I love that. Put your cares in his hands and you will be careless. I love it. I love it. I'm going to trust in him. And then it says, I will trust in what? I'll trust in his mercy. How about you? I'd rather trust in that than anything else out there. There's all kinds of things that the world is clamoring for us to put our trust in, but I'd rather trust in the mercy of the Lord. I'd trust in his goodness, his loving kindness, and his favor. And then it says, what am I going to do it with? I'm going to do it with my whole heart. And that means my whole being, the very thing that makes up my feelings, my will, even my intellect. It is the center of everything. I'm going to trust with my heart in what he's going to do for me. And then it says, because I've done this, I can rejoice. Rejoice is a fun word. It means to be glad, joyful, to delight in, to just have a good time in, and it actually means to spin around. So if I see one of you spinning around during worship, I'll know you've made it there. Amen. So feel free to spin and rejoice in him. I'm trusting in his salvation, which means his deliverance. It means his help. And then I'm going to sing to the Lord. And sing, this is great. You have all liberty this morning from the Hebrew translation of these words, which is the real meaning of these words. You can walk around while you're singing and praising this morning. Because to sing means to stroll as a minstrel. So you can walk around and you can spin around. So rejoice and enjoy yourself during worship this morning because he has dealt bountifully with us. He's bestowed on us his goodness and his bounty. So we have something to sing about. The first song we're going to sing is Let Your Spirit Rise Within Me. So after we say this verse from the New Living, then we're going to stand and we're going to let his spirit just, his spirit's in us, right?
Amen.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ?
That's right.
Amen. And you've got his spirit inside of you.
Amen.
So let it rise up during worship. It's
Amen.
Going to be a fabulous, precious worship service this
Amen.
Morning. Let's stand and let's say this verse from the New Living together.
But
I trust in your
unfailing
love.
I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me.
Say it.
He is good to me.
He's good to you.
Yes, he is.
Let's sing and rejoice.